But I hope that all the people who sat on their hands and didn't vote are happy with the way that the country is going to go. Because either our borders will continue to be open, and us who live in sanctuary states will continue to be saddled by the costs of those folks that are coming in illegally, using up our services, not paying into the system, getting driver's licenses and causing accidents and causing mayhem where they go. When people who have paid into the system, folks who are working two jobs, making ends meet, trying to put food on the table for their family, are still having issues doing all that because the services that they need continue to get cut.
Welcome to Political Contessa. I'm Jennifer Nassor, and this show is here to support your interest in center-right politics, policy, and breaking news. Listen in and discover how to awaken your inner ideal candidate, and if you're ready, how you can jump in and change the world as a runner or a supporter. Welcome to Political Contessa. If you or a friend have ever considered running, or you know a woman who should, I've got something just for you. My quick guide called Secrets from the Campaign Trail. It will show you five signs to tell you you're ready to enter the political arena. To get these tips and learn about all new podcast episodes and ways to get involved, head over to politicalcontessa.com. Hello, and welcome to Political Contessa. This is Jennifer Nassor, and I am your Political Contessa. I wanted to do a little Super Tuesday wrap-up for you. So, as you know, if you've been listening or not, if you just Google who I am, you know I was Team Nikki. I wasn't just Team Nikki. I signed on to volunteer on her campaign a year ago after I had a wonderfully long conversation with her. She's a social conservative. She's definitely more conservative than me, but she answered all of my questions with kindness and honesty, coming from a place of understanding where I was coming from. As a party chair, I value the fact that we really wanted to have a big tent, not just the Republican Party, but as president of the United States, you need to be a president of all people, regardless of whether they agree with you or not. You can't call people names. You can't ignore people. You can't ignore the questions that come at you. And you can't make up facts. So let me tell you a couple of facts. 70% of Americans do not want another Trump and Biden matchup. 70%. The fact that Trump and Biden are going to be against each other again is going to create an enormous amount of voter apathy. That, my friends, means that people won't go vote. I don't know if you know what communism is or socialism, but on one side, we have a man that is going to give us to Venezuela because our borders are wide open. And so why wouldn't we start looking like Venezuela? Not what we want to be like. On the other side, we have a man who wants to get into Putin's pants or ride around on a horse with his shirt off. God help us. By the way, if there was an emoji that I could show you right now, it would be the gagging face. 60% of Americans believe that these two guys are too old. As I've said before, they're two old geezers. Yes, I said that. I don't care. They are old. Now, I love my mom to death, but my mom is the same age. And she knows that she shouldn't be president of the United States. The level of arrogance of these two and the people around them is despicable. It is disgusting. It makes me sick. In the primary election, by the way, a primary, just for you fools who don't know what a primary is, a race on one side or the other. And so in our primaries, which are very important because you get to pick your candidate instead of just having a choice between two candidates. In the primaries, Donald Trump, up until Super Tuesday, was losing between 30 and 40% of the primary voters. So that would be half. So I don't know. I wasn't great at math, which is why I became a lawyer.
So let me ask you, if you're getting 30 to 40% of 50%, how does that math equate to winning? Guess what? It doesn't. You can't win. Donald Trump was so nasty to Nikki Haley's supporters, people like myself. By the way, greatest honor of my life was when I was asked to be the chair of Women for Nikki in Massachusetts. I then brought on two phenomenal women to help me with that because I was tapped to be the regional chair of Women for Nikki and had Maine to Maryland. I met some phenomenal women, not just in my region, but around the country. And then even a higher honor when I was asked to serve as Nikki Haley's campaign chair in Massachusetts. And so in Massachusetts, where a whopping 25% of our electorate came out to vote in the most important primary of our lifetime, thank you, Massachusetts, in all of your elitist wisdom. That was phenomenal. So 37% voted for Nikki. We were beat by Utah at 42%. The rest of the states around the country, with the exception of Vermont and the non-state DC, all were much lower. However, something to take away from this, it's not a mandate that the Republican Party wanted Trump. What we saw is that there's a substantial percentage of people that do not want Donald Trump. They wanted Nikki Haley. Those voters, by the way, regardless of what the Trump people wanted you to believe, Nikki Haley is not a Democrat. Those voters are not Democrats. Those voters are disenchanted Republicans because they think Donald Trump and his campaign people and the people he surrounds himself with are trolls, are horrible people, do not have the best interests of the country in their minds. Those people are true independents that do not see the purpose of either party at this time. And those people are disenchanted and disenfranchised Democrats who feel the same way about the Democratic Party that the Republicans feel about the Republican Party. Those folks may just stay at home. So thank you, media, because it was really impressive that you guys picked your horses. If you were on the left, you picked that you wanted Donald Trump to run against Joe Biden because you knew Nikki Haley would blow Joe Biden out of the water because she was beating him in every poll between 8 and 18 points. On the right, we have the conservative media. In all of their wisdom, they want Trump to go against Biden. But here's what the Republican side, conservative side, doesn't realize, is that the Democratic machine is a hell of a lot stronger and smarter than the Republican machine is. It has been since Obama was running and started sending text messages. Instead, our side listens to Donald Trump that you shouldn't send in your ballot. You shouldn't vote by mail. You shouldn't vote early because, you know, it's all bad and it's the system is rigged. And when Donald Trump loses by 20-something million votes this year, it's going to be that the system is rigged. It's not going to have anything to do with him. Donald Trump took out the chair of the RNC and the vice chair. And as vice chair or co-chair, he's putting in his daughter-in-law. Donald Trump is also near bankruptcy because of all of his court judgments. But that's okay. Why not? He can't take care of his own personal finances, but he should definitely be able to take care of the country's finances. Joe Biden, on the other hand, is a puppet for the super far left. He doesn't know what day it is. He doesn't know how to move his arms. Shuffles along. They can't make the stairs to his plane any shorter than they currently are. But no, we should have a choice between an 81-year-old and a 77-year-old. By the way, I don't know. To me, someone in their 50s, the choice between these two guys, it's the same. They're 80 no matter how you cut it. Joe Biden a few years ago did not look like Joe Biden today, and Donald Trump a few years from now will look like Joe Biden does. But I hope that all the people who sat on their hands and didn't vote are happy with the way that the country is going to go. Because either our borders will continue to be open and us who live in sanctuary states will continue to be saddled by the costs of those folks that are coming in illegally, using up our services, not paying into the system, getting driver's licenses and causing accidents and causing mayhem where they go. When people who have paid into the system, folks who are working two jobs, making ends meet, trying to put food on the table for their family are still having issues doing all that because the services that they need continue to get cut. It is really disgusting to me. And I assume if you're listening to my podcast and have been listening, you are actually one of the small minority that actually did your civic duty and used your right to go vote. If you're listening and you didn't go vote, then I don't even know what to tell you. It makes me sick because you are actually part of the problem. And so when November comes and you complain that this is what we have, a choice between bad and worse, pick your poison, it's your fault for not voting. And so I can rest my head on my pillow at night knowing that I did, along with so many other volunteers, campaign staffers, and Nikki herself, what everyone did to try to give you an option, a good option, a solid option, someone who has integrity and class and grit and courage and the confidence to go forward and not to just listen to the trolls and the swamp, but someone who actually could stand on her two feet and make good decisions for the entire nation. It was squandered. I'm looking forward to when Nikki Haley comes back out again. I will be the first one. I'm probably going to have a lot of people beating me to be the first one, but I will be there the second she decides that she's doing something else. And I hope that I'm wrong, and I hope that neither of these fools allow this country and 250 years of history to be squandered and wasted. We have families, whether you have your own children, or you just have your parents, or you just have nieces, nephews, cousins. No one wants our country to fail. We all want to see it succeed. And so hold politicians accountable. Don't make them celebrities. Don't listen to everything that they say. Educate yourself. Don't listen to TikTok. Don't listen to Instagram or Facebook. But actually do your homework and do the work that you need to make sure that our country can be successful in the future. Thank you for listening. Jennifer Nassour, I'm your political Contessa. Stay happy, healthy, and safe.
Thanks so much for listening to Political Contessa. For all the ways to listen and to get the inside scoop on what's happening in center-right politics for women like us, head over to politicalcontessa.com.